Friday, Torah Marsha, Test 7, Toshin Pei Beis, Rav Yitzchak Tana.
Good morning. Just before I start, I've just arrived last night from Eretz Yisrael and I feel it wouldn't be right to start without saying, every time I come back to Manchester, I get a gewaldige chizuk from Stardom away the Torah away. It's not just those who come here and hear shiurim. It's a chizuk, I feel, for the whole town. We're holding after Kabbalah Satorah, after Shavuos. We all said Na'aseh v'nishma. We all demonstrated to the Ribbono Shel Olam our ideals, our goals, what we're aiming for in life, what's the ikar in life. We all have busy schedules, we all have things to do in our day. And when we see here a shia of people that start the day the Torah way kipshutoi, it's a chizuk. It reminds me of a beautiful vort I once heard from Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, B'shem Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech says, Yekoreh hi mipninim. Shlomo HaMelech's talking about the Torah. Yekoreh hi, the Torah is more valuable, is more yokom mipninim. From jewels, from pearls. The whole chafot secho lo yishbuvah. There's nothing in comparison to the Torah. That's the posh the pshat, the way the Gaon learns the pshat. The Gemara in Horias makes a drosh out of this pasuk, going down a different lane. Imagine standing at the door, there would be two people, the Kohen Gadol and a Talmud Chacham. Two people standing at the door, a Talmud Chacham and a Kohen Gadol. Each one with their downside. The Kohen Gadol, he's an Amoritz. He doesn't know Benyamin or Lismoyle. We know in the Bais Sheni they took all sorts of Kohenim Gadolim. A Kohen Gadol Amoritz. And next to him is a Talmud Chacham, who's a Mamza. He's a Mamza Nebuch, he was born a Mamza. Two people standing at the door, and the question is, who should be Mechabed who to go in first? A famous Mishnah, the end of Horias, and Chazal say, the Mishnah says, that the Kohen Gadol has to be Mechabed the Talmud Chacham to go in first. Although the Kohen Gadol goes Lifnai v'Lifnim. And the Gemara darshins it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Yekoreh hi mipninim. The Torah, the Talmud Chacham, is more yoko, is more precious, is more valuable. Mipninim mimi shenichnas lifnei v'lifnim. From the one who goes into the inner chambers, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Talmud Chacham comes first. That's how the Gemara learns a halacha from this pasuk. And Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach asks, how come the Gemara is deviating from the Poshut HaPshat? Yekoreh hi, the Torah is more precious than everything we have in the world. And the Gemara starts talking about a case where you have a Kohen Gadol Amoritz, Talmud Chacham Mamza, who goes in first? Lifnai v'lifnim, Yekoreh hi. So Reb Shlomo Zalman said the following. Let's give an example of somebody who would come up to you and say, what do you like better? What do you enjoy more? Apples or potatoes? Apples or potatoes? Apples is a fruit. Potatoes is a vegetable. It depends. When I'm having vegetables, I enjoy potatoes. When I'm having an apple and a fruit, I enjoy apples. It's a very hard question to say, which one do you enjoy more? If someone would ask you, which apples do you enjoy better? Do you like Granny Smith or Golden Delicious? Oh, here we hear a question already. There's two things on par, two fruits, two apples. And the question is, which one? These are more sour, these are sweeter. No, can we understand the comparison and the question? What was bothering Chazal with the Poshut HaPshat of the Pasuk is you've got the Torah, Yekoreh hi, the Torah. And you've got the jewels, the diamonds, on the other side. And the Shlomo HaMelech is sort of questioning which one is more valuable. Which one is more valuable? You've got diamonds on one side and Torah on the other side. What sort of question is it? So Chazal had to find something on the lines of Granny Smith and Golden Delicious, on par. You've got to take, on the one hand, a Talmud Chacham, on the other hand, a Kohen Gadol, two Ruchniastika people, two Ruchniastika Milers, on par. Each one with their downside. The Kohen Gadol is an Amoretz, the Talmud the Chacham is a Mamza. No, Kemufashteim, a fracture in Akasha. Which one is more valuable? And on that, Chazal say, Yekorehi, the Torah, the Talmud Chacham, is more valuable than the Kohen Gadol. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman explains what the Gemara was bothered by. A Murid de Gakasha. A Murid de Gakasha, that Rav Avraham Haim is asking, that there's an Ovis de Rav Nosson that says that the Ovis de Rav Nosson that a Kohen Gadol mustn't go out of Yerushalayim, and a Mamza mustn't come into Yerushalayim. So how do you ever get a Hecha Timtza of the Kohen Gadol meeting at the entrance with the Talmud Chacham? The Kohen Gadol mustn't come in, mustn't go out, Mamza mustn't come in. Mefrech and Akasha, Gavalda Akasha, just one of the Tirutzim I once heard. I once heard from Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, this Kasha, he said it b'shem the Sefer, Avnei Chayfetz. And he gave a few Tirutzim. One of the Tirutzim Reb Chaim said was, this halacha, that a Kohen Gadol mustn't go out of Yerushalayim. It's a modern halacha. Make a taste of the Kohen Gadol can't go out of Yerushalayim. Stam, he mustn't go out. The Menachas Chinuch says that every time a person, the halacha Yedua, every time a person brings a korban, like there's a din lean on a korban, that you mustn't let the korban stay overnight, there's another halacha that when a person brings a korban, when a person's makriv a korban, the halacha is the person has to stay in Yerushalayim overnight. There's a din lean off for the mensch, he has to stay in Yerushalayim overnight. The next day, he can leave Yerushalayim. Says the Menachas Chinuch, that's the makor. Why a Kohen Gadol mustn't go out of Yerushalayim? Because the Kohen Gadol doch brings every single day a korban, a minchas chavitin, machatziso baboike, machatziso ba'erev. And therefore, if he brings a korban, he's got to stay overnight. The next morning, straight after the korban tomid, already he brings the minchas chavitin. So already, there's no chance for him to go out of Yerushalayim. He's always in Yerushalayim. But let's say one morning, the Kohen Gadol is ready to bring his korban minchas chavitin, and the korban tomid, the shepsela hasn't arrived. There's no shepsela today. No onken tomid, without bringing a korban tomid, you can't bring a minchas chavitin. The Kohen Gadol is waiting. No, he's got a few minutes. He wants to go out of Yerushalayim, chveis, to be mechazak someone. He's allowed to go out of Yerushalayim. There's no halacha be'etzem that he mustn't go out of Yerushalayim. It's midin lino. The minute he's there the next morning, and they haven't yet got the hechatimtza to bring the chavitim, he can go out. He goes out of Yerushalayim. The first person he meets is none other than this Talmud Chacham Mamza. No, hot mishana shayla. Who should be mechabed who? And there's the hechatimtza. That's one of the tirutz. Who might be Tommy? Because? I mean, another chetimta, right? Yeah, there's another chetimta of a Kohen Gadol oiva, someone who was once a Kohen Gadol, and he's not anymore a Kohen Gadol, for whatever reason it may be, then it's Mavoin Chazal that he's got all the dinim of, kimat all the dinim of Kohen Gadol, but he just doesn't do that voida. So he's got the dinim of Kohen Gadol, but mitzad going out, could be he's allowed to go out. Again, if it's all midin lina. So I've just brought this Yekorim Epininim, that we see that the value of Torah versus the value of pearls is what the Chazal was bothered by, and therefore the Gemara had to come on to a new drosha of the Torah of a Talmud Chacham versus the Kohen Gadol. Reb Chaim Kreisler was once speaking by a Chassan in Antwerp, the Rav of Antwerp, and he was saying over this vote from Reb Shlomo Zalman, his Mechutim, Reb Shlomo Zalman Oebach, and afterwards somebody came over to him, someone who deals in the diamond merch, in the diamond doch industry in Antwerp, and said to Reb Chaim Kreisler, "Even Michan Schuldingan, I think Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't really have an understanding of what diamonds is all about. to be able to say that what's diamonds already? Diamonds! If he would have been here in Antwerp, I think he would have understood more what diamonds were, which Reb Chaim Kreiser didn't deny the fact that Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't understand what diamonds is, but he said to him, I imagine that you haven't got an understanding what Torah is all about, to be able to start comparing the two together. I'm bringing this forward just to show how I feel. I've just come to Manchester and I really feel that start the way the Torah today is a true demonstration of Yekorahim Epninim, of how we see the whole town, all of us see that there's people. I sometimes, in Eretz Yisrael, I live in Kiryat Seif, and sometimes before I go to bed, I turn on Kol HaLoshon, I go to Torah away, why not? Let's hear what the person has to say. I'm baffled by hearing for Tovshim Pei, for Tovshim. There's thousands of shiurim. That means people are listening to thousands and thousands of shiurim. What one can accumulate in just the beginning of a day, it's a true demonstration. And a gevaldige nas of Nishma, and the Rebbein Shem should give the koyach for the shiur to carry on. Mechayel al chayel, ad meiv esrim, in gute gesunte yoren. A younger man came up to me a few weeks ago and said to me, would you like to hear a kasha from Reb Shlomo Eiger? No, that was nicht, why not? He said, Reb Shlomo Eiger asks the following question. Reb Shlomo Eiger in Yoredea. We all know there's a halacha of kisui adam. A oif, take a chicken, we shech the chicken, and there's a mitzvah deraisa to take offer and to cover the dam. Ma dinoi, someone's about to shecht his chicken and he hasn't got any offer. He's got no earth to cover the dam. He's in the middle of nowhere. Or it may be Yom Tov and he wants to shecht his chicken, shechit his mutter and Yom Tov, but he hasn't got any offer prepared before Yom Tov and he's not allowed to go and dig. Choyfa Guma, Mukta, he's stuck. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Gepaskin Shulchan Aruch in Simon Chof Ches in Yeridea, he's not allowed to go and shecht this chicken. He's going to shech the chicken, he won't be able to make a mitzvah kis adam, he's stuck. Frag Reb Shlomo Eiger, there's a shittas amodcha in Hilchas Tzitzis. Somebody's got a beged of dalet kamphas, and let's say it's Shabbos, and he hasn't yet put his chutim in the strings on the beged, and Shabbos he's not allowed to, koisha, he's stuck. Says the modcha, no problem, you can wear the beged without the chutim. Dalat kamfas without. Says the modcha, in Torah state nisht, also lilboish beged beli dalat kamf beli chutim, a beged of dalat kamfas without chutim. The Torah says that somebody who's got a beged of dalat kamfas and he wants to put it on, he should go and put on chutim. Pseida, I'm about to take this beged and put it on. The Torah says to me, go and put chutim on. Go and put the strings on. Ich kann nicht. It's Shabbos, I can't. Bist an oynas. Oynas, rachmona patra. The Torah says, you're potter. If you're potter, then you're not going to be doing any issa by wearing the beged of dalet kamfas without chutim. Azizok the modcha. There's a machlok zachronim, whether midrabbonon it's mutter or not. The Pshlem Eger is taking on, even midrabbonon it's mutter, you can go and take this beged, wear it. You can't put on dalet kamfas, bist potter. Frag Reb Shlomo Eiger, so why don't we say the same thing? By Kisui Adam, he's got a chicken. He wants to shech the chicken. Let him shech the chicken. He's now in a matzav where he can't do Kisui Adam. He kenished. The Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to shech the chicken without Kisui Adam. The Torah says when you shech the chicken, go and do mitzvah Kisui Adam. You can't. So you're an oynas. Oynas, rachmona patri. Azay Frag Reb Shlomo Eiger, and he blibes by Akasha. This is what the young man told me. So I went into it, and I found, and I thought, three terutzim. Maybe share with you in these few minutes, the three terutzim. Starting with the teretz brought down b'shem Reb Chaim Shmulevich. In the brisker terminology, we always know there's something called this, something on the gavra, and something on the cheftza, something on the person, and something on the thing. Which Reb Chaim Shmulevich is working on those lines. Mitzvah tzitzis. It's not a mitzvah on the beged. There's no mitzvah on the beged. Take a beged and put it on that the beged should be worn. There's a mitzvah on the gavra, on the person to wear a beged. Say that. So the person goes and puts on the beged. And he's wet. Now, this person wants to go and wet, but he hasn't put on chutim. Says the Torah, you have a mitzvah, a mitzvah on the gavra to for mitzvah tzitzis to go and put chodim. Ikenish is then to oynos, oynos rachmon apadri. Loi kein, by the mitzvah of kisei adam. The mitzvah of kisei adam is not a mitzvah, says Reb Chaim Shulevich, on the person. The person shechts a chicken, he hasn't got on him now a chiyuv to go and cover the blood. It's a din on the dam that the dam should be covered, the horaya. What's the din if I don't put on tzitzis? Cholila, somebody doesn't put on tzitzis. There's no chiyuv for Yenna to go and put on tzitzis for me. It's a din on every person. He has to, if he puts on tzitzis, he's got a chiyuv to wear tzitzis. By kisei adam, if a person doesn't cover the blood, the pastor says the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeh, same Simon Koyach, Simon Chofches, that there's a chiyuv for anyone. Loi kisei wa shoychot, if the shoychot didn't cover it, horoye, the person who sees it, should go and cover it. Because the dam has to be covered. So, a person wants to shech now, and he hasn't got offer. You can't say that, if I haven't got, then the Torah patted me. It's not a din on me. The sibas achiyov, the goyim for this chiyov is the dam. There's no ptor of oinus on dam. The dam has to be covered. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in such a circumstance, if you haven't got anything to cover the blood, the dam, you're not allowed to go and shech the oif, because the dam is not going to get any pitor, and the dam has to be covered. Oh, very good. It's a big machloikas achroinim, whether kisei adam is a din on the hefta. There are many achroinim, they all talk about it, is the din kisei adam be'etzem on the dam, is the mitzvah on the dam, or could be the mitzvah is on the shoychat. Even the loshem shulchan aruch, if the shoychat didn't cover the blood, then horoye should, what's the order? Why is it? It sounds like it does start off with the din on the shoychat. There is some sort of mitzvah on the shoychat. And therefore maybe if the shoychat has a patur, if it is a din on the gavra, and the gavra can't, I haven't got earth, maybe there is a patur. So there is a room for a shlemega to not give this teretz. Yeah, very good. Come sooner at the stipulus on those lines. Say in a different nusach, similar lines. Another teret I saw in the Aviezri. Basically, he says the spot. At what point, kisei adam is the mitzvah d'oraisa, and Chazal made a brocha, they were mesaken a brocha. Maybe most of us. Ruba Kukula of people maybe on Zoych to make such a bracha, but there's a bracha on the San Shchita, there's a bracha on Shchita, a bracha on Kisei Adam. At what point does one make this bracha? We all know that every mitzvah, Oyvelasi Yosel, before you do the mitzvah, take a lulav, make a bracha, and then we shake the lulav. Before we shecht, you make a bracha, and then you shecht. At what point does one make the bracha on Kisei Adam? The Bahag Shita, and the Rambam paskins it as well, is after you do the kisei adam, you make the bracha. To Santa Zach, where's the Oyvel Asi Yosan? Why does the Bahag say that? The Rosh in Chulin brings down the Bahag and explains. The Bahag understands there's no two mitzvahs of Shechita and kisei adam. It's one long mitzvah. You want to eat a piece of chicken? You shech the chicken and you cover the dam. We make a bracha at the beginning of the mitzvah, al mitzvah shechita, the beginning of the mitzvah. True, there's another shlav in the mitzvah of kisei adam, where the Bahag says, yeah, we make a bracha on that shlav. But we don't find a musag of making a bracha in the middle of a mitzvah. In the middle of lulav, in the middle of the third nanuat, still making the bracha. Either the beginning or the end. We find by Netilas Yedaim, we make a bracha after the mitzvah. Say that there's the niggle, but do you have it? Certain brachas, chazal mesaken, even afters, if you can't do over lasi yosam. Says the Bahag, in the middle of mitzvahs, shechita, you can't make a bracha. So when you've got a mitzvah, kisei adam, which is in the middle of the tahalich, of the whole shechita, you can't make a bracha in the middle. You've got to wait till the end. That's the shita of the Bahag, which the Rosh, there and then, says no. I'm choylak, and after you've done the shechita, just before you do the kisei adam, that's where you make the bracha. And the Rosh is not Choylog because it's two completely different mitzvahs without any connection. And the Aviezri's Masbe, both of them agree. Even the Rosh understands the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is a continuation of the mitzvah of Shechita. The question just is, do we actually look at it as one long mitzvah that you can't split in between with making a bracha and you're going to have to wait till the end, which is the shit of the bag? Or the Rosh says, no, there's two chalokim to this mitzvah, and since we're starting a new shlav, a new step, so the mitzvah will now start in Kisei Adam, it doesn't disturb to go at that point and make the bracha before the Kisei Adam. But we make the bracha at the beginning of the whole thing. We don't try to make a bracha in the middle. If the bracha, there's only one bracha, and we can make it at the beginning, then why not? Here the problem is we've got two brachas. We've got the Shechita and the Kisei Adam, and the Shechita we're making at the beginning, so where should we put the Priya? Where should we put the bracha of the Kisei Adam? Whereas by Mila, there's only one bracha. And you can make the bracha at the beginning, so why not? Whenever we can do it at the beginning, we'll do it. And by Shechita, we also make the bracha at the beginning. It's just, we've got now the bracha of the Kisei Adam. Where are we supposed to put that bracha? Should we put it in the middle or the end? Oh, why can't we just make two brachas at the beginning, like we find many? Again, they're both understanding that there are two mitzvahs here involved. There's two of our, right? We are making two brachas. So to go and make two brachas at the beginning when each one's going on a different step and you're making a bracha on the Kisei Adam before you've even done the Shechita, the Bahag held, it wouldn't be right. Even the Rosh, everyone knows, you can't go and make both brachas at the beginning for two steps. You make the first one for Shechita, the next bracha either you'll make at the beginning of the next step or you'll push it till the end. Says Rav Shachitz, Lekul Amitz or one mitzvah. If that's the case, then we have an understanding perhaps in the differentiation to be able to differentiate between the mitzvah of Kisei Adam and the mitzvah of Tzitzis. By Kisei Adam, there's one mitzvah here. He wants to now go and do the mitzvah of Shechita, and he won't be able to do Kisei Adam. Says the Shulchan Aruch, how can we let this person go and do a Shechita where he's not going to be goyim, he's not going to finish off the mitzvah karoi. He's not going to do it properly. He's not going to be able to do Kisei Adam. We can't let somebody go and do a mitzvah and he's going to sort of stop in the middle. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you haven't got the ability to do Kisei Adam, don't start the mitzvah, don't start Shechita. Loi kein by mitzvah tzitzis, where the Torah doesn't say, like the Shlurip Shlomega says, don't wear tzitzis without a beged. The Torah says, you put on a beged, you now have a mitzvah to go and put on strings. He puts on his beged. Now, he's got a mitzvah. He can't do the mitzvah. He can't tie on Shabbos. So the Torah says, you potter. You know, he hasn't started a mitzvah that he's going to stop in the middle, as opposed to by Kisei Adam, where he's going to start and not be able to carry on, says the Shulchan Aruch, don't start it. And the third teretz is the teretz of the stipler and the oinug yom tov. Shnei nevim nisnabu v'siglu in echod. And they say like this, already more of a lomdisha teretz. Just by Kisei Adam, he wants to shech the chicken, and he hasn't got any offer. It's Yom Tov, he hasn't got any offer, any earth, so what do we want to tell him? Why go and shech now? Wait, what does Shulchan Aruch say? Wait till tomorrow. Wait till after Yom Tov, and, on the same lines, coming to that. Wait till after Yom Tov, and do the Shechita then. If he waits, if we push him off now, one day, he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah gevaldik. The next morning, he'll take his spade, find some offer, he'll do the shechita, he'll do the Kisei Adam. Gevaldik is mekayim the mitzvah. By tzitzis, what we're going to tell this person, it's now Shabbos, and he wants to wear the beged, and he hasn't got the ability to put on the strings. So what do we want to tell him? Why go now and wear the beged without being mekayim the mitzvah? Wait till tomorrow. So he'll wait till Sunday morning, and then he'll put on the strings and he'll wear the beged. The wearing on Sunday morning is not the same, no shaykhas to the wearing of Shabbos. You can wear a beged twice, many times. So when we tell him, don't go and wear this beged on Shabbos, we're not just pushing him off. We're ushering him from wearing this beged on Shabbos. The levish of Shabbos, which will never come back, you can never do that. By kisa adam, we're not ushering him anything. We're not saying you can never shech this. We're not saying you can never eat this chicken. A cat has 9 lives, they say. A chicken's only got 1 life. You can only shecht it once. So instead of shechting it, shaloi kadin, wait till tomorrow, and then you'll be able to shecht it. Says the Shulchan Aruch in the Shechita, by Shkitza Adam, you won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah, wait till tomorrow. Then you'll be able to mekayim it. Masha'inkin by Levisha of Tzitzis, where it doesn't help to wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow's wearing is not today's wearing. So when you push him off till tomorrow, he's not going to be able to wear today's wearing. Says the Malchah, in such a case, says the Motcha, you'll be able to, we're not going to push you off. And we find the same idea, like you mentioned, by Dovish Yeshli Matirin. There's a famous story that happened with Dinam. They bring it down of a Yiddish hotel. Chanukah, the person's in his room and he wants to light the menorah, and his windows have hidden dalamas. He wants to light in the corridor. He takes the chair out of his room and he puts it just outside his door of his room. And plenty of people walking up and down. And he lights his menorah, and it's Lil Shabbos, and he pravas the suda, and he goes downstairs, he goes back to his room, goes to bed, and in the middle of the night, the cleaners are cleaning, and they see this chair in the way, and they see some candlestick on top there. They just put it down, it belongs to someone, they put it down on the floor, and they take the chair, and they put it down back in the dining room. They think it comes from the dining room. And the next morning, the person comes out of his room. Oh, where's the Baruch Hashem? The menorah is still here. Where's the chair? What's the difference? Where's the chair? Another chair? No, because this chair became a bosis when Shabbos came in, because there was a dvar mutz on the chair, and he intended it for the whole Shabbos, and he was b'chavona for that. The chair's mutz, so you can't move this chair. So you know, but where's the chair gone? It's gone down to the dining room. And it's a dovah shiyesh lematirim, because it's not going to be bottled. There's 300 chairs in the dining room. And it's not bottled, because if you wait till Sunday, then you'll be able to use this chair. Dovah shiyesh lematirim, if you wait till tomorrow, then afilu be'elef lo bottle. So he wants to go in the dining room and bang on the table and say, Rabbosai, today's Suda is going to be standing, because nobody can sit on the chair. And the poskim say, no. Right. Sorry? Right. Oh, so it could be that chair is from his room. So they talk about that as well, but could be at Kamad, it's in his room. Maybe he can do what he wants on Shabbos. On Shabbos, he lechatchila can go and put in his room on this chair mukta, which will get din bosses, and no one's allowed to move it. He's hired the room and the contents. He's not doing any damage. He's got the shtamshus of the chair. So yeah, they've taken this chair, and now all the chairs are bottle or not bottle. What, they're stuck. Say the poiskin on the same lines that. Rashi explains on a beitza shanul the Yom Tov. You had an egg which is born on Yom Tov and it's mukta, you're not allowed to eat it. I should be bottled. No, even if this gets mixed up, because atche tochlenu be'isa, tochlenu be'isa. Why go and eat it today on Shabbos? Be'isa, wait on Yom Tov, wait till tomorrow. That's all by an achila. You can only eat the egg once. So why eat the be'isa when you can eat it tomorrow better? Masha ein kein. By a chair, which you can see on the chair many times, and today's ishtamshus of the chair is not tomorrow's ishtamshus of the chair. So if you're going to go and say that nobody can use this chair today because it's bottled, use it tomorrow, you're not letting him use this chair. This levisha, we don't say that. Actually, techlenu is only when there's a one-off. And there also, the place can say, avada, it won't become bottled, it'll be bottled, and avada, you'll be allowed to use this chair. Same idea over here, says the Stibler and the Oneg Yom Tov, that when you have a levisha, because there's two levishas, and today's levisha is not tomorrow's levisha, there the Mofta says, Avada, you'd be allowed to wear the beged without having to ask him to wait till tomorrow. Just with the permission, say that next person's not here. Just to finish off, I saw Murdiga Maisa, I saw once from Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Reb Chaim Pinchas, Rosh Yeshiva Teraor, he doch lived in Ponomiras too. Those who know the chosh of a building, Rav Gantz, Yvon Lechaim, and his brother-in-law, maybe more known as Ruchama Shein, all for the boss. They lived in that building, Rav Zidl Epstein, and Rebetzin Ruchama Shein, all for the boss. They lived in that building. She's the two wives or sisters. Rav Moshe Shein's wife and Reb Chaim Pinchas' wife were sisters, and once Pinchas was on his way to America collecting for the yeshiva for a good few weeks. And he went down two floors to the Shane Mishpacha, knocks on the door, and he's, Rebbetzin Shane opens the door and he says to her, "Can I speak to your husband, Reb Moshe?" "Yeah." Reb Moshe comes to the door and he said, "Reb Chaim Pinchas says, I would like to speak to you privately." Right, there's only the two of them in the house. Shalom Bayis, Baruch Hashem was okay. And yeah, they go to the Merpeset. And Reb Chaim Pinchas says to Reb Moshe, "I've got the following question. I'm going now to America for a good few weeks. Vesmandoch, while you're collecting, it's not the same. I won't be able to learn the same as when I'm in yeshiva. The shiurim, the asmoda, I'll be busy. I need a favor from you. I want to know whether you could give me every day while I'm away for these few weeks, half an hour to learn for me." Now, half an hour, if you would have a spare half an hour, you'd be anyway learning. So why, where have you got this half an hour? And that's why I wanted to speak to you privately without your wife listening, without Rechoma listening. You sit down for breakfast, for dinner, and for supper. We're talking about Choshev people here. And he said, "I want 10 minutes of breakfast, 10 minutes of dinner, and 10 minutes of supper. If you could give away, you're sitting with your Rebbetzin, maybe for 10 minutes of each meal, if you're mochan, to be mavata, if she's mochan, and you'll learn in those 10 minutes times 3 per day for those few weeks, live for me, and that way I'll feel that even when I'm in America, I'll have the schusim of this limud Torah." Reb Moshe said, "I'll get back to you." And his wife, he spoke to his Rebbetzin, of course, Rosh Shiva, Vosnisht, and he went, Reb Moshe went to upstairs, told Reb Chaim Pinchas and Vada, and Reb Chaim Pinchas went to America. And Reb Moshe learned every day for a few weeks. Vayei Hayom, a few years later, Reb Moshe Shein was Nifta. And straight after the Shiva, Rebbetzin Shein comes upstairs two flights and knocks on the door and says, "Reb Chaim Pinchas, mein Shvoger, I've got a question for you, a bakosha. It's a week before Rosh Hashanah. Today, in a week's time, is Rosh Hashanah. You remember a few years ago that you came down to my husband and asked him for a favor, and Reb Chaim Pinchas remembered and felt indebted and said, 'Of course, I've got a tremendous hakara satayv.'" She carries on saying, "I've got a favor from you. I would like a favor from you. For the next 7 days, not a few weeks, could you learn half an hour a day for my husband? Le'ilu Nishmosi, we've just got up from Shiva. Maybe you could learn Le'ilu Nishmosi half an hour a day. L'chvoy de Le'ilu Nishmosi." And Reb Chaim Pinchas went white. What did she already say? Reb Chaim Pinchas was white. There was nothing to talk about. Half an hour a day Reb Chaim Pinchas should give up for Reb Moshe Shein. And she said, "Rosh Hashiva, across the toy, I'm not asking for a few weeks. It's not on the expense of Shalom Bayis." There was nothing to talk about. After a short conversation, she managed to get from him that for the next 7 days, 5 minutes per day, he's mochen to learn for his shvoga. No, 5 minutes. She doesn't say more. She leaves the dira and she starts going down the stairs, and Reb Chaim Pinchas' door opens and he says, "Ruchama, come back." And she was excited. Oh, at least he's second thoughts. And she walks in and Reb Chaim Pinchas says, "I just want to tell you one thing. If somebody would knock on the door now and ask me, if I give you $1 million, would you be mochen to learn for 7 days, 5 minutes a day? I would say no. So don't think it's a klinikite." She ran down two flights, took out a calculator. $1 million for 35 minutes. $1 million divided by 35, $28,550 or $70. $28,500 per minute. And Reb Chaim Pinchas wouldn't be masked. A few years later, Rebbetzin Shein's ready to bring out All for the Boss. And she comes to her shvoga and asks him, "Do you give me permission to print this story?" And Reb Chaim Pinchas says, "No problem, with one tanai. At the time I said to you, if someone would knock on the door and offer me $1 million, would I be masking him for for 35 minutes and I said no. The truth is, for no money I would have said yes, not just $1 million. The chashivas of every minute of Torah. I just want to be Messiah Mena Psicha. When we see people coming at the beginning of the day, and very often the beginning of the day is a crucial part of the day, because if the morning goes and afternoon goes and the day's gone, we all know how it goes. And to give that half an hour at the beginning of the day, the 9:15, come what may, is a gewaldiger testament, a gewaldiger chashivas. We're not on the madrega of not all the money, maybe not even $1 million, maybe some of us, not all of us on that madrega to be able to say we haven't got those few spare minutes. But each one of us on our madrega to be able to show the Rebbeinu Shlem, yes, by us, it's Yekorim Epninim, V'chol Chafotzecho Le'ishvo, my bracha is be able to carry on Mechayel Achol, and you should be able to give not only Manchester the Chizuk, but worldwide the Gavaldiga Chizuk, all that start the day's Torah ways, if I'm not mistaken, starts from here, and you should be able to carry on Abiyas Gold Tzedek, V'mehera V'yameinu Amen.